This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, picture a man going on a journey beyond sight and sound. He's left Crete. He's entered the demilitarized zone. What is a demilitarized zone? Sounds like something out of the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, no, don't go in there.
Oh-hee-ho, Ho Chi Minh.
Oh, look, you've landed in Saigon. You're among the little people now.
We represent the Arvern Army, the Arvern Army. Oh, no, follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Follow the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Oh, I'll get you, my pretty!
Oh, my God, it's a Wicked Witch of the North. It's Hanoi Hannah!
Now, little G.I., you and your little toodoo, too! Ah.
Adrian, what are you doing, Adrian?
Oh, Hannah, you slut. You've been on everything but the Titanic. Stop it right now.
I'm melting! Well, my pretty old...
But hey, here's some little advice. Don't eat at a restaurant located next to a pound. So let's check in the field now. Hey, hi, can you help me? What's your name?
My name's Roosevelt Lee Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, what town are you stationed in? I'm stationed in Poontang. Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there?
It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
Well, can you tell me what it feels like?
Fool, it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. You can be a little thing. I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about.
What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet.
That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to Run To by Martha and the Vandellas. Yes!
Good morning and welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra Hudson Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Lisa Thomas.
And I am Margot Pelletier.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard Nowhere to Run, performed by Martha and the Vandellas from the 1987 film Good Morning, Vietnam. And a soundbite by Robin Williams playing the part of Adrian Cronauer from the film. We want to dedicate our show today to the late Robin Williams, who left us all too soon on August 11th, 2014.
Williams was in several films before he got his first major break, which came from his role in Barry Levinston's Good Morning Vietnam, in which Robin was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor. The film takes place in 1965, during the Vietnam War, and Williams plays a radio disc jockey named Adrian Cronauer. He keeps the troops wildly entertained with comedy and sarcasm. Robin Williams was allowed to play the role without a script, improvising most of his lines. The producer, Mark Johnson, said, "We just let the cameras roll, and Williams managed to create something new for every take."
Good morning, Vietnam!
Almost broke the sound barrier on that one.
Hey, we got a great show coming your way today. Former Vice President Richard Nixon's in town. That's right, the big dick is here. Get ready. I think there's an incredible coincidence here. I think he sounds exactly like Mr. Ed. You be the judge.
I tell you this. Now listen, Wilbur, come in the room.
An incredible coincidence. We got some music coming your way. We're going right now. Another hit going out.
Hearts of me.
That was 5 o'clock World, performed by the Vogues, preceded by Danger, Heartbreak, Dead Ahead by the Marvelettes, and a soundbite by Robin Williams from the 1987 film soundtrack Good Morning Vietnam.
Robin Williams was born on July 21st in 1951. His mother was a model from Jackson, Mississippi, and his father was a senior executive in Ford Motor Company's Lincoln Mercury division. Robin was the youngest of three sons, two of whom were half-brothers. He said that his mother was responsible for his sense of humor and that he tried to make her laugh to get her attention.
He was a shy and quiet kid, and he didn't overcome this until he was in high school and in the drama department. Coming from a wealthy family, he attended private school where he was an excellent student and president of his class. Both parents were away much of the time, and Robin was taken care of by the family maid, who became his main friend and companion. It is said that he was a lonely child.
Was Sugar and Spice, performed by the Searchers from the 1987 film soundtrack Good Morning Vietnam. If you're just tuning in, we are dedicating our show today to the late and the great Robin Williams.
At the age of 16, Robin Williams' family moved to California, where he attended high school and where he was voted, actually, most likely not to succeed. Wow, they were wrong. And, of course, he was voted the funniest. After dropping out of Claremont Men's College some years later, Robin decided he was going to study theater for 3 years at the College of Marin. Williams was known to improvise during his time at Marin, putting his classmates in hysterics. In 1973, Williams got a full scholarship to Juilliard in New York City. He was only one of 20 freshmen accepted, and one of two students to be accepted by John Houseman into the advanced program. The other student in that program with him was his roommate and none other, Christopher Reeves.
The other thing that I thought was very interesting is that in his junior year at Juilliard, his teacher approached him and said, you know, we have nothing more to teach you. So he actually left in his junior year. He began doing stand-up in the mid-1970s in the San Francisco Bay Area. His first performance took place at the Holy City Zoo, where he worked his way up from actually attending bar until getting on stage. Later, Williams moved to Los Angeles, where he continued to do stand-up in clubs. Producer George Schlatter saw Williams at a comedy club and realized he was going to become an important force in show business. The producer approached him and asked him to appear on a revival of his show, Laughin'. The year was 1977, and that was Williams' television debut.
From there, Williams was cast as a crazy space alien on an episode of Happy Days. Williams' portrayal of Mork from Ork delighted audiences and generated so great a response that producer Gary Marshall gave Williams his own sitcom, Mork and Mindy, which ran from 1978 to 1982. The show was a hit and established Williams as one of the most popular comedians, along with Richard Pryor and Billy Crystal of the 1970s and 80s. He always continued to do stand-up in clubs to keep his improvisational skills sharp.
We've got some great guests coming on the show. First of all, our first guest, Mr. Leo. Nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Adrian. You know, doing fashion for the army is an incredible thing, but today I'd like to talk about Charlie. I'd like to talk about the enemy and what they're wearing. They're wearing black. I say you can fight in the jungle in it, and at night put on some pearls, and you're ready for formal wear. This says it all to me. It's kind of a Hefner thing. They're dressed in pajamas. It's casual. It says I can fight, or I can just lay around.
Why am I here? We're going to play some music for you right now. Here we go. Here's a little James Brown coming your way. Baby, help me, please.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow! I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. And I feel nice, that sugar and spice. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got a year. Wow, and I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, but I got you. So good, but I got you. So good, but I got you.
Yeah, that's James Brown singing I Feel Good, and we preceded that with another soundbite, Robin Williams performing as the disc jockey Adrian Cronauer, all from the 1987 film soundtrack, Good Morning Vietnam.
Now, some of you may not know this, but the radio disc jockey that Williams depicted in Good Morning Vietnam was loosely based on the real-life experiences of United States Air Force Sergeant and radio personality Adrian Kronauer. Kronauer was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1938. He began his broadcasting career at the age of 12 as a guest for a Pittsburgh area children's amateur hour. He attended the University of Pittsburgh, where he helped found the university's college radio station, WPTS. Kronauer co-wrote the original story for the film Good Morning Vietnam, which was based on his experiences as a Saigon-based DJ during the Vietnam War, where he served from 1965 to 66. His program was known as the Dawn Buster.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around,
I get around.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
I get around.
You just heard the track, I Get Around, performed by the Beach Boys.
Good Morning Vietnam, as many of you may remember, was a showcase for Robin Williams' talent as a comedian, but it also showed his range as a dramatic actor. At the same time, the film is a commentary on the contradictions that festered within the Vietnam War. In the film, Williams' character, Adrian Kronauer, has his eye on a lovely young Vietnamese woman. When he tries to befriend her, instead, her stern, protective younger brother befriends Adrian. It turns out that the boy is grief-stricken from the loss of his mother and neighbors and what he feels is the ruin of his country at the hands of the United States. Adrian eventually discovers that this young friend of his is part of the resistance movement fighting to rid the country of the Americans.
And these contradictions continue throughout the film, as the film shows snippets of the day-to-day realities of the Vietnam War. For example, burning villages juxtaposed with young American soldiers who are just kind of hanging out and looking very bored, juxtaposed with dead American soldiers and Vietnamese being pulled from a bombed-out bar. This all juxtaposed with the incredible beauty of the Vietnamese countryside.
Come to me, honey, see how I cry.
Was In the Midnight Hour by Wilson Pickett, and before that, Liar Liar, performed by the Castaways.
For those of you who are just tuning in, we are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM and this month's edition of The Score. This morning we're playing the music and sound bites from the 1987 film Good Morning Vietnam, and we're dedicating our show to the life and the work of the late and the great Robin Williams. Early on in life, the comedian Jonathan Winters became one of Williams' biggest idols. Winters gave him the idea that comedy can be free-formed and that you can go in and out of things, which we know Robin Williams does or did constantly.
Robin Williams was also very influenced by the comedian Richard Pryor's ability to speak about his personal life on stage, including his use of drugs and alcohol. He told Michael Parkinson in a British interview that bringing up this kind of thing was cheaper than therapy and allowed him to release pent-up energy and emotions. Williams also credited his father for giving him self-confidence and telling him to never be afraid to talk about subjects which were important to him.
Hour. I'm out again at 1600. Why? Because I have to. It's the army. We're talking out in the field today. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bob Fibber.
Bob, what do you do?
I'm in artillery.
Thank you, Bob. Can we play anything for you?
Anything. Just play it loud, okay?
He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice. My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, la, hey, la.
planet.
That's My Boyfriend is Back from the 1987 film Good Morning Vietnam. And it sort of reminds me of a scene in the movie Margot where Robin Williams kind of jumps into this English classroom where he's not the teacher to teach some Vietnamese locals how to speak English, right? And one of the things is he starts teaching them all this slang, and we have a lot of sound bites today of Robin Williams, but we can't really play the sound bites from that scene because he's teaching them how to, like, do the bird and tell people off in the street. And it's just really one of the more brilliant scenes in the movie where he's out in Vietnam, right?
But it's too racy for public
radio. All right.
Anyway, after building a very vigorous career, Robin Williams took a 6-year break before embarking on a 26-city tour called Weapons of Self-Destruction. Here's a quote that I wanted to read to you from Williams about what it's like for comedians to be on tour. In quotes, "It's a brutal field, man. They," meaning the comedians, "burn out. It takes its toll. Plus the lifestyle, the partying, the drinking, the drugs. And if you're on the road, it's even more brutal. You got to come back down and mellow your ass out. And then the performing takes you back up. They," meaning the comics, "flame out because it comes and it goes. Suddenly they're hot and then somebody else is hot. Sometimes they get very bitter. Sometimes they just give up. Sometimes they have a revival thing and they come back again. But sometimes they snap. The pressure kicks in. You become obsessed and then you lose that focus that you need." End of quote.
We're back. Here's the news. All the news that's new and approved by the U.S. Army, the sweetest smelling army in the world. Great Britain recognized the island state of Singapore. How do you recognize an island? You go, hey, wait, no, don't tell me. Wait. Didn't we meet last year at the Feynman Bar Mitzvah? You look a lot like Hawaii. Didn't we meet last year at the Peninsula Club? The Mississippi River broke through a protective dike today. What is a protective dike? Is that a large woman standing by the river going, "Don't go near there"?
But Betty.
Don't go near there. Get away from the river. Stay away from there. I know we can't use the word dyke. You can't even say lesbian. It's women in comfortable shoes. Thank you very much. Now, here's the weather. We're going to go right to Roosevelt E. Roosevelt. Roosevelt, how's it going? Adrian, I'm with somebody. Don't ever come here and bother me right now. Well, thanks, Roosevelt. Can't you give us a little weather? Not now, man. I'm on the balcony. I'm trying to score. Back off. Well, what's the weather like? You got a window? Open it. Thank you, Roosevelt. We'll have to go to someone else for the weather. I guess we'll have to go all the way to Washington, Weather Central, to Walter Cronkite. Walter, what's the weather like?
I just want to begin by saying to Roosevelt, Roosevelt, what it is, what it shall be, what it was. The weather out there today is hot and shitty, with continued hot and shitty in the afternoon. Tomorrow, chance of continued crappy with a pissy weather front coming down from the north. Basically, it's hotter than a snake's ass in a wagon rut. Okay, we're going to hit some songs at you right now, coming your way.
California girls are really the most.
Mexican official. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
During his career, Robin Williams starred as a voiceover actor in several animated films. His role as the genie in the animated musical fantasy film Aladdin from 1992 was written especially for him.
Through 30 hours of tape, Williams was able to improvise much of his dialogue and impersonate dozens of celebrity voices, including Ed Sullivan, Jack Nicholson, Robert De Niro, Groucho Marx, Rodney Dangerfield, William Buckley, the list goes on and on. The film Aladdin went on to be one of the highest grossing films of 1992. Of Love by Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. During the late 70s and the early 80s, Robin Williams had an addiction to cocaine. He was a casual friend of the comedian John Belushi, and it is said that Williams partied with Belushi on the night that he overdosed. Belushi's sudden death, coupled with the birth of Williams' son Zach, prompted him to quit drugs and alcohol.
He replaced the drugs and the alcohol with exercise and cycling. He actually was an avid cyclist, and he owned many different bicycles. Williams struggled with sobriety, but he never returned to his use of cocaine. Cocaine made him paranoid. He's quoted as saying, "There was no bit of me thinking, oh yeah, let's go back to that. Useless conversations until midnight, waking up at dawn, feeling like a vampire on a day pass. Oh no."
What good is the love that grows into day? The sunset is
for that lovely tune. That funky music will drive us till the dawn. Let's go, let's boogaloo till we puke.
Was Baby Please Don't Go, performed by the Marvelettes, preceded by a soundbite from Robin Williams playing the part of Adrian Cronauer, and The Warmth of the Sun by the Beach Boys, all from the soundtrack to Good Morning Vietnam.
While Robin Williams came from a very wealthy family, he said he wanted to do something to help people less fortunate. In 1986, he teamed up with Whoopi Goldberg and Billy Crystal to found Comic Relief USA, an annual HBO TV benefit devoted to the homeless. As of 2014, it has raised $80 million. He also donated to several other charities and donated the proceeds of his Weapons of Self-Destruction Christ Church performance to help rebuild New Zealand City after the Canterbury earthquake.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
In mid-2014, Robin Williams admitted himself into Hazelden Treatment Center in Minnesota for alcoholism. He was suffering from severe depression before his death.
His wife, Susan Schneider, said that Robin had been sober before his death, but they'd been diagnosed with early-stage Parkinson's disease. This, she said, was something he was not yet ready to share publicly. It seems this is one of the very few subjects that he couldn't make light of. Williams took his life just 33 days ago. His body was cremated and his ashes were scattered in San Francisco Bay.
At least 106 acting credits are attributed to Robin Williams in film and television between 1977 and present. Director Chris Columbus, who directed Williams, said that watching his work was a magical and special privilege. His performances were unlike any of us had ever seen. They came from some spiritual and otherworldly place.
The extraordinary life of Robin Williams and the news of his suicide last month was, I know, a shock for many. He was a glimmering star unlike any other and reminds me that we can never take for granted those in our life. We humans are a fragile species, despite our facades to pretend that that is not the case. I've only once in my life had to take a call about the news of a suicide of a dear friend, and my first thought that tragic morning, of course, was what could I have done to prevent my friend's ultimate and final fate? I will never know the answer to that question, nor will those who were close to Robin Williams. But whatever we can do to help each other get through the trials and tribulations of each day, we should. If nothing else, heed the words that we say at the end of our show each month, as they feel more relevant today than ever.
So until next month, be good to yourselves, be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score. Thank you.
smile again until I smile at you.